is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
It's time for Accessing Unlimited Potential with Kathy Vino Davis. Kathy has dedicated her life to the betterment of humanity through public education and holistic health. She is a Reiki master, shamanic practitioner, and energy medicine expert who's here at this time of the Great Awakening to educate, open, and uplift humanity to connect through the power of love to our own divinity. Let's welcome Kathy back to News for the Soul.
Hello, everyone. I'm again honored to be here on this very beautiful fall day in central New Hampshire. I'd like to start with the title, which is Our Ongoing Journey into the Light, with a bit of an introduction. I've been working in the educational field a major portion of my life. I did my undergraduate work at Southern Connecticut State College, back a ways, and earned my master's degree from California State University in Fullerton. Although I'm retired from public school education, I continue to teach, write, speak, and practice energy medicine and shamanic healing. With the foundation of all being Yasui Reiki. I've been in energy medicine for 15 years now in New Hampshire. Along with Reiki healing, I integrate many shamanic practices and teach EFT tapping and energy medicine techniques to support my students and clients. I also integrate knowledge from a variety of related fields, including nutrition, quantum physics, meditation, breath work, crystals, and essential oils. In my work, I also do DNA reactivations, whole past life regressions, gift Munakai rites from Peru. Big part of my practice is assisting lost spirits in crossing over so they can attain their highest spiritual level. And I channel a variety of spiritual entities and teach all aspects of Reiki healing and energy medicine. For the past 16 years, I've been living in New Hampshire on a beautiful plot of land in the woods. And it's here where both my husband and I healed from the horrid effects of misdiagnoses and pharmaceutical drugs. The land, the trees, the stream, and the pond nearby all fed us the energy to heal, change, and grow. Little did I realize when we moved here how profoundly our lives would be positively affected by this change, and our journey continues to get better and better. I'd like to start now by opening sacred space. And I would like to remind all that as we open this sacred space, we are creating a protected vessel, leaving the chaotic world behind. We can go within to gain a new perspective by connecting to our divine wisdom. I call upon the winds of the south, great serpent Satchamama. Wrap your coils of light around us. Teach us to shed the past the way you shed your skin, to walk softly on the earth. Show us the beauty way. To the winds of the west, Mother Jaguar, Arubango, protect our medicine space. Teach us to live in peace, to live impeccably, and show us the way beyond death. And to the winds of the north, Hummingbird, grandmothers and grandfathers, ancient ones, come and warm your hands by our fire and whisper to us in the wind. We honor you who have come before us and those who have yet to come, our children's children. And to the winds of the east, Great Eagle Woban and Condor Puchin, come to us from the place of the rising sun. Keep us under your wing. Show us the mountains we just dare dream of and teach us to fly wing to wing with the Great Spirit. And Mother Earth, we join in the healing of all your children, the stone people, the plant people, the four-legged, the two-legged, the creepy crawlers, the fin, the furred, and the winged ones, all our relations. and Father, Son, Grandmother Moon, to the Star Nations and Great Spirit, you who are known by a thousand names, Mother, Father, God, all that is, Source, and you who are the unnameable one, illuminate this space, guide all of us today in this healing, in these messages, and in the underlying vibrational energies that I hope will touch all who hear this. And thank you for bringing us all together and allowing us to sing the song of life. And to my soul, my center, my spirit, may I learn from the lessons I'm given today so I may move closer along the path to becoming a homoluminous being. I'd like to start first by calling upon Archangel Michael to bring everybody into a very good place. Archangel Michael, please surround everyone who listens to this transmission, this broadcast. Please surround them with the brightest of light and lift off any negative, heavy, low-frequency energies that no longer serve them. Archangel Michael, I ask that you bring in the light surrounding us all with the light, lifting off any negative energy. One more time, Archangel Michael, I give gratitude for your presence, and I ask you to come and bring in the light, surround us all with that protective bubble of light. Wrap us in this blue cloak of yours that is also protection, and lift off any heavy negative energies that no longer serve us. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And a reminder to my listeners, if any of whoever's new, you can do this also. Archangel Michael is here for everyone. Well, we've done so much work to release the heavy low frequency energies and raise our vibration to move us through this fourth dimension. And yet all appears to be stagnant or worse than it was. This is a most challenging time. We're all so anxious to be beyond this point. Trust that I too feel doubt and confusion at times. Today, I wish to offer hope and information to help ease the doubt so many are feeling now as chaos and suffering appear to continue throughout the world. Excuse me, I don't know where this came from. What we are witnessing is the exposure and activation of layers of heavy and false energy accumulated over time. These layers are on Mother Earth as a whole, and all of humanity. It's difficult to comprehend the depth of these layers, so it's easy to forget how huge this process actually is. These energies have been unseen or controlled for eons. Collective consciousness must reach a point, a critical mass, before the next phase in this journey can unfold. It would be delightful if we could just move on, but too many people are still in alignment with these old dark energies of separation and false illusions. It's critical now to the ascension process that the illusions be seen by all to awaken the many who are still asleep. This is all a necessary part of this divine plan for our planetary awakening and subsequent ascension. Earth cannot shift into the higher dimensions, the higher fourth and eventually into the fifth, until these low 3D energies are released, because this lower energy can't align with the higher frequencies. This is true for us as well. Many are experiencing physical, mental, emotional and spiritual issues because the lower energies continue to come up for release. The discomfort or pain that manifests is due to this clearing process. And I spoke last month about what these symptoms are. We call them ascension symptoms that manifest these difficult discomforts and pain. Our underlying beliefs based upon lies, deceit, and control must be witnessed for what they are. This dark reality must be seen so that all who are still in alignment with this illusionary world can and will see it for what it is. Then the process of clearing can occur, acknowledging the truth, feeling the feelings that are attached to it, and then allowing it to flow through us for release. In this ongoing process, all that is not in alignment with love will collapse. When one attempts to force these obsolete three-dimensional standards into the now, that will fail because the energy on Earth has and is continuing to change. The old must collapse now as it no longer has anything to sustain it. And as we're well aware of, this process can occur overnight. Many issues from multiple lifetimes are locked in our cellular memory, and it takes time to release them and to assimilate to the higher energy of this Nova Gaia, this new Mother Earth. Higher frequencies of energy continue to flow to Earth, and they all automatically dissolve anything that is not in alignment with them. Each one of us accepts and integrates these energies according to where we are on this journey. Some who integrate more of these high-frequency light energies may experience more intense clearings at this time. As I told you before, I went through a difficult time in August with physical pain, extreme exhaustion, and emotional issues. It was an intense few weeks, but now I'm energetic and motivated. I'm feeling joy, optimism, and peace. There are so many things that can assist you in navigating this process. When problems or issues arise, you can ask yourself, what am I believing that is making me feel this way? One then might be guided to see an old 3D paradigm that no longer fits into our new Earth. And please trust that this has happened to me frequently. Someone I'm working with got wrapped up in anger and fear about financial issues that came up. The fear that erupted was due to her looking back at the 3D paradigm for answers and solutions. This was all based upon obsolete beliefs and ideas of doom and gloom from the illusionary 3D world that no longer exists. As a result, she was in fear about this issue. Even though she is aware of the 3D illusion, she still has difficulty integrating some of these aspects into her higher consciousness. It's a challenging shift, and it does take time and effort and practice. Even though she's quite aware, she got caught up in the emotion of the whole situation. She was believing, fearing a truth about this financial situation that no longer exists, intentionally controlled by the emotion of fear. However, in this new Earth that we are co-creating, we no longer need to worry about dark repercussions. That fear is from the 3D world. We're moving into a higher dimension that holds only love. When we can accept and integrate these new ways of seeing and being, we'll be able to allow all to flow, trusting that everything will work out for our highest good. That's where our new world is moving towards, but it's not yet where most of humanity is. it's going to take time. And I, too, have times when I revert to the old paradigm. I must consciously note what is happening and work my way out of it, back to the knowing and trusting of my divine consciousness. When this occurs, I use several techniques depending upon the intensity of the issue. I often first check for negative energy, and I call upon Archangel Michael, just like I did above, to bring in the light and lift off the heavy energy. And I again encourage you to do the same. It doesn't take any special powers to call Archangel Michael in. What most don't know is his special project right now is to protect and assist planet Earth and all of humanity through this ascension process. I will also clear my being and my space, if appropriate, with sage or Palo Santo or Peruvian Florida water. And other things that help me are praying. Your own prayers, by the way, meditating, and giving gratitude. Everything I'm suggesting literally raises our vibrations. I also call upon the angelic realm or other ascended masters for help, knowing that because we have free will, we must specifically request help. All higher dimensional beings can't assist without being asked because they are bound by universal law and can't affect us in any way without our permission because of this free will. In most cases, I say the mantra, I am the light. I am the love. I am the truth. I am. And I try to say this several times a day. I also say it when I'm going to sleep at night, and I try to remember to say it when I first wake up in the morning before I even open my eyes. And more I've come to learn that this is one of the most powerful mantras at this time. It not only raises my frequency, but it's effectively raising the energy of the entire planet. So I want to encourage you to use this mantra daily, regularly in your practice. This all requires effort and time. However, I find that whatever measures I take helps to strengthen me. My belief in my higher self and the powerful, loving beings that are here to support my journey are all reinforced. We're not alone. There's so much that we can tap into. This will take time. This is taking time. Moving into light and love is the reward. What seems to most to be getting worse is actually a clearing process, releasing the old that no longer serves us and guiding us into the light of truth. Be assured that the light has already won. We are definitely in this new age, and all is proceeding according to plan. I referred again above to feeling the feelings when negativity arises. Here are some additional thoughts about this process that I came across that add to what Patah taught me. So when we tell you go within, we're talking about tuning into your vibration, which simply means paying attention to how you feel. It's also having an awareness that what does and does not happen in your life is solely determined by your vibrations. This knowing alone should be enough to get you to care and to take action. The first thing you do is acknowledge it. There it is, what I've been feeling. The next thing you do is be willing to sit with it and feel it. Thirdly, You want to breathe into it. Give it your full attention and allow it to be what it is while you seek to feel more of it, not less. It's critical to understand the benefit that this has for us. This process takes away the charge the emotional response has. It takes away the power that this negative feeling has over us. So now you can let go, or we can let go, because our relationship to it has changed. No longer what we're ashamed of, in denial of, afraid of, it just is. And when you allow what is to be, that's when change can occur. That is when the release occurs and when movement forward takes place. You are there to change you first, and then you can change the world. Then you can help others. And then you will see the outside, the world outside of you that reflects the changes you've made within yourself. You get to decide how you want to feel once you allow and release what you've been feeling that has not been serving you. When you understand that you have that power, then you don't even have to be patient waiting for what you have created, because you will already be happy. You will already be content. You will already be at peace. And right now, living in the world you're living in, those states of being are enough. In this lifetime, many have done numerous things to assist in reaping rewards in the outside world. 30 years ago, it became common to speak of positive affirmations. And prior to that, mantras were used and chanting to assist us in aligning our vibrations to change outer situations. The focus was to shift physical health, financial income, relationships, home, job, and on and on. However, the full impact of each of these practices was only fully understood by a few. What occurred was, by raising the vibration within themselves, our forerunners, our front runners, or maybe some of us who were doing this a long time ago, I'm definitely over 30, they were also raising the vibration in all of humanity. This was changing life on Earth to a degree beyond what most realized. All these actions have positively altered the course of our world. And every positive thought and action that we take now, and will continue to raise the vibrational frequencies in our world, creating the life that we've longed for. Despite all the chaos and suffering we're being shown in our outer world now, be assured that a majority of what is coming through our mainstream media is made up of lies to spread fear. To be perfectly honest, I don't know how much is in reality, because I know what can be done through the media. I know the pictures. I know the changes. I know the high-level technology that can make something look as though it were something else. So it's vital that you move away from all of it and go within as often as possible. It is there that you can be the peace, the love, and joy that you want to see reflected out into our world. Also, there's another piece to this. Be assured that although these lies are creating a great deal of fear, they are also acting as a catalyst that many need to be shaken out of their slumber. And for the most part, what I'm seeing is that is a huge purpose for what appears to be a tremendous darkness still controlling our world. Trust that there is a divine plan far greater than anything we can imagine. And we are moving ever closer to a time when the truth will be known and the light will be most evident. We are not in the midst of a long, hard journey ahead. I'm receiving constant reassurances that peace and love are ever closer on the horizon. But we must be and reflect peace that we want. We must be the harmony. We must be the joy. We must feel the love for all humanity. When we manifest, and if you, who can I send you to? Manifestation, I think Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, David G, obviously, Mike Dooley, I'm leaving some, Joe Dispenza, all speak about the power of manifestation. And it doesn't happen when we think, oh, I really want this. And put it out there and say, or write about it or make affirmations about it, and it'll suddenly appear. That's not how it happens. We must feel that it's already here. That is how we create it in our life, in our present moment. That's why I said we must be all these things. And that can often be a difficult task, and it does take practice. And feeling the love for someone who we don't even like, tough. The way they're acting or being, however, is not what's important here. We need to remember that each of us carries the divine spark within. Each of us of source, the divine, the light. Just like a hologram, every piece carries within it the whole. The drop in the ocean carries the energy within it of the entire ocean. A cell in our body carries the energy in it of our entire system. Just like we carry everything within us that is a part of the entire universe and source, bigger than the universe source. When I write a message or a letter, I sign it with Namaste before my name. Namaste means that the pure spirit within me sees and honors the pure spirit within you. If we can remember that more and more often, it will become easier and easier to send out love to every person we meet. Because we're not sending it to their action or their belief. We're sending it to the essence of who they are, to their pure spirit. And through this rippling effect of love, the Earth's vibrational frequencies will be raised higher and higher. What else can we do to create a world that we want to live in? By the way, that's what this year has been about. Along with the clearing, it's about the co-creating. What small actions can we take in this co-creating? I'll be honest with you, sometimes I feel like I'm not doing enough. Until I look at the simple things I've been changing in my life. And I'm realizing that the things I'm changing right in my personal environment are a reflection of the inner world that I've been focusing on and healing for so long. So now I'm able to bring that from within into my outer world now, with the focus at this moment in time on my home and family. You don't need to go big, folks. Stay small. Stay in your immediate environment. And this brings another thought that I didn't write about, yeah, which I'm just losing, and I thought of it as I was reading this. I'm finding that in my outer home life, things that are coming in are amazing me. I am cleaning and organizing in a way I never have before. I am decorating little things, cleansing. I talked about last month about all the paper I've gotten rid of and the stuff, the quote-unquote mementos that mean nothing, and the clothes that I no longer wear and the things that I no longer use. All of this is a reflection of the work I did internally. And to be honest, until I was writing this, I hadn't really thought about that. I saw what is occurring, and it's amazing me, but I hadn't really realized that what I did inside with the organizing and the cleansing and the clearing, I am now doing in my personal outer world. Pretty awesome. Come right now while the house is still clean. Well, these are some of the things I've done. Over 15 years ago, I became so aware of toxic chemical cleaners, and I changed that very quickly to support the beautiful land we're blessed to be living on. And now I'm researching and exploring new products that are coming out. Although I'm not active on Facebook, I've retuned it so much so that the choices I've made reflect the info I'm getting now. And a lot of that info, along with the channel, some new channels and new information and speakers, I'm also getting info on new sustainable, eco-friendly products that we use daily. These may sound small, but on a level, if you all did this kind of thing, imagine the impact on our world. It's huge. So this idea of plastic, most especially our plastic bottles and containers, and their impact on our planet is mind-blowing. For years, we've all seen those pictures of heaps of plastic littering the waterways and thoroughfares throughout our planet. Well, there are now more and more companies that have sprung up to address this environmental issue, along with the removal of chemicals in the products that are put there, most of the things that we've been using for years. So over a year ago, I found a laundry soap that I loved, and it was concentrated in a small bottle that was free of toxic chemicals. And instead of using half a cup or whatever I was using, I use two small capfuls. I think it's equivalent to teaspoons. And so obviously that small container, although it was a plastic bottle, lasted a long time. Well, now I found sheets of laundry soap. This is exciting for me. And these sheets melt in the washer. And they just have a paper package to hold the washer sheets. And we're also using these pods of dishwasher soap that melt in the dishwasher. And now I recently saw that there's pods that you just drop in the toilet that foam when they hit the water. No bottles or plastic and minimal chemicals. I try to really work on that with any of them. I've also been experimenting with shampoo and conditioner bars, along with body and face soaps. Again, I'm moving away from packaging and ingredients that harm our environment. it does cause one to question. I remember using bars of soap. I remember using, as a child, a nice white bar of Ivory soap. And wow, the suds it made. I remember washing my doll's clothes with it. Why did we move, or were we moved, away from bars of soap initially? Why were we sold liquid soap in bottles, plastic bottles, that added chemicals? You need to think, people. Perhaps it was to intentionally harm us and our planet. So goes the things we are awakening to. Well, I've also used bamboo products in place of paper in several instances. I tried one roll of bamboo sheets that are for dishwashing and cleaning. These sheets, and I'm not even sure where I got them, these sheets are so durable. I use them in my kitchen sink that they can be washed in the washer and reused. And when they begin to get dingy and thin, I use them for dirty jobs. And I haven't used up the roll yet, and I know it's been months. Recently, I got a little carried away with one order of bamboo products that came in bulk for efficiency in shipping. Don't ask. At least I have a lot of storage here. Well, beyond their products, I chose this company for the work they're doing, with 50% of their profits going to build toilets and improve sanitation in the developing world. It was worth it for me to do this. We all can take these small steps that are having such a great impact when we pool them all together into this oneness that we all are. It's important to consider daily what you're doing in your home and your personal environment, because this is all energy. What you choose to do at home has energetic repercussions across the entire planet. Remember, the beating of a butterfly's wings in your yard can cause a tsunami on the other side of the world. Actually, positive of that, but I've heard that over and over. There's so many things we can do to affect environmental changes immediately in our daily lives. Search out these products and begin trying them. Give the company immediate feedback as to what you like or dislike about a product. Try different ones and share with your friends what you've discovered. We are the ones we've been waiting for. This is how we are co-creating our new world. We are the ones who need to act now. We all have the power. Complacency is not an option. Finding positive solutions is easy now. That's the upside of social media. We are inundated with negative stuff, but once we change our focus, guess what? We can become inundated with positive solutions. And that's what I'm finding. Do some research. Take action. If not you, who? If not now, when? Change your focus on the negative to positive solutions. These are small, but ever so powerful. Some other thoughts, and they seem so tiny. If you don't like how a place of business treats you, speak up to the manager or write a letter to the company. If there are no changes, shop elsewhere. We're the ones who have the power. We sat back for too long and allowed exactly what we're in the middle of clearing. We've allowed the fear, we've allowed the control because we didn't stand up for ourselves long, long ago. And this is not blame, people. This is learning. We were unaware, but we're not unaware anymore. We are aware. And so we can now do something about it. We can change all of this one person at a time. If there's a problem, seek out a positive solution rather than complaining and focusing on the problem. Remember, your focus on the negative is powerful. Be aware that when you focus on what you don't want, guess what? You're only bringing in more and more of the exact same thing. That's a low vibrational frequency, and the solutions can't be found there. Well, my original broadcast date was September 21st, which was also a full moon. It would have been a delight to actually do my broadcast on that date. I was looking forward to it, but what ended up playing out was it was my birthday that weekend. So my daughter and her fiance flew up for a long weekend visit. The energy, I must share, was wonderful and brought perfect weather and wonderful, fulfilling days of kayaking, hiking, meals, and sharing. I felt the balance and peace encompass our time together. And I noted it more in reflection as I wrote this. I noted it was wonderful, but I noted more of what it was. It was the balance. Well, September 22nd was the autumnal equinox occurring within the energy of the full moon on the 21st. Equinox has brought us and our planet back into balance. As difficult as our summer was, there's more of a sense of an equilibrium taking over. Much is calming to some degree if you stay away from mainstream media. There's a settling down if you spend time in nature and doing the things you love. For us in the Northern Hemisphere, we're coming into a time of going within for reflection and reconnection with our divinity. Balancing with the Southern Hemisphere, where they are coming into spring, a time of new light and life, new beginnings. All of humanity is sharing and balancing all of these aspects at one time. Remember, we're all a part of that oneness. We are all coming together as a collective consciousness in this perfect balance of reflection, reconnection, new life, and new beginnings. This is a time of hope. We are seeing movement forward to completion of this difficult phase we've been in. We're also being guided to find balance between the dark and the light aspects of ourselves. And there is no judgment in this. Both aspects are a part of who we are. The dark, our shadow self, has much to teach us that ultimately will bring us finally and completely into the light of an amazing new earth. If we can understand and believe this, it'll help us understand and accept that what we call dark or heavy, low energies, are here to teach us lessons, to help us grow and expand. And this is very important now, most especially as the darkness is coming up for us to see, because we can't grow and expand if we didn't go through this, folks. So if we can embrace this idea, we will also more readily accept the dark aspects of others. Need to long for their company, but we can and will come to know that their existence was vital to the expansion of our planet and the universe, and what they might have been reflecting to us is vital to something we needed to learn. I want to stop here for a minute and kind of go off. Please know that when I'm speaking of the third, fourth, and fifth dimensions, I'm sharing to the best of my ability what I'm understanding at the time based upon all the readings and messages I've received. It may not be precisely accurate, but it does assist me in explaining things about our journey that give it, might I say, structure and clarity to the process and the movement. Exactly where we all are is vastly different when we consider humanity as a whole. There are still many who are very mired in third density. Others, like you listeners here, are awakening and are in various places depending solely upon your individual journey, which was what you chose in the plans just prior to your incarnation here. Again, there must be no judgment as to where each person is. And although I know, I still judge more than I wish to admit, especially those blasted mask wearers. But in reality, we can't possibly know what any individual has chosen to learn in this lifetime as their life lessons. This is unique for each one of us. This concept of right and wrong, good and bad, positive and negative are all part of the 3D world of duality. This is what we're leaving behind, duality and separation. Those will not be sustainable in the high frequency energies of love. They will simply fall away. As we individually come into balance in our universal oneness, our entire planet Earth and all of humanity will benefit and come into balance also. As within, so it is without. That is why I encourage you to continue the practices that I speak of constantly. The going within through meditation is most especially critical for all of us. This is how and where we access our higher selves and the higher vibrational beings. The more we do this, the easier it will be to sustain the vibrational frequencies that we want to live in permanently. In looking at the numerology of this equinox, 9/22/21, I realized only this morning as I was completing my writing how extremely profound it is. Last September, I spoke about the power of nine. And last year, 9/22/2020, spoke to me as a very powerful number. When we begin to see the messages that numbers carry, they can be a significant guide for us. With the nine, I was seeing a completion that I feel last year's equinox was heralding. With the eight, it was also bringing in balance for us. That 22/2020 adds up to eight. And when we add 9, made it 17, which adds back up to 8. And it played out that we were completing the work of an era. And in December 2020, the winter solstice brought us most fully into this age of Aquarius. Now this year, 2021, brought us into the knowing and seeing what the previous eras had actually been about. The world of duality and separation were shown and are still being shown to us clearly as more and more information becomes more evident. This has been the process of clearing away the old so we can begin to co-create this new earth to our liking, this new earth that we're already in. This particular date, however, is what I noted this morning, 9/22/2021, the autumnal equinox, is indicating something so much more to me. We are not only in the ninth month with some other wonderful things going on, but the day and the year also add up to nine. And the sum of all equals 18, which is nine. The number nine is highly spiritual. This is what we just came through last week, last Tuesday, barely not even 7 days away. It is about our meaning and purpose in our lives. That's what nine is. Nine speaks to us of discovery and fulfillment. This year most definitely has been about discovering why we are here and encouraging us to look into that in depth, the meditation, thus the going within. This year has also been about discovering and beginning to awaken us to who we are. And these are questions that David G. shares with us in some of his meditations. Who are we? What is our purpose? That's what this time is about. And I understand that our higher purpose, that any higher purpose that anyone can engage in, is in service to humanity and all of life. However, I want to remind you that in order to get there, you must go through yourselves. You must be in service and love to yourself first and foremost. That is how we get to engage it most fully in service to humanity and all of life. So within, then without. It must begin within you all. It must start there. That is the virtue of selfishness. I want to remind you that nine is a symbol of completion. In the Bible, God completed his creation and all of his promises. Nine is also a symbol of finality. And no, we're not at the end of any world. And interesting that it also represents humans' earthly lesson. Like, wow. And that earthly lesson is forgiveness. And guess where that forgiveness needs to be first? We need to all forgive ourselves. No blame. Nothing has been wrong. It has only been for learning, for growth and expansion within ourselves and then in our outer world, all the way out to the universe. And the fascinating thing that I've come to is all the numbers come together in sums to equal 9. 1 plus 8, 2 plus 7, 3 plus 4, I'm sorry, 3 plus 6, okay, I can't count, 4 plus 5. This is a powerful vibration, needless to say, because it contains the qualities of all the other numbers within it. And this morning, I came to feel that within this date, and we are very much in this now, it happened, but it didn't go away. We are being sent the spiritual inspiration necessary to take the next evolutionary step, our spiritual development. It's here, folks. It's exciting and it's profound. I want to close sacred space before I end. And I want to send out gratitude to the winds of the South, Great Serpent, Pachamama, gratitude for being here and witnessing this and supporting us today. To the winds of the West, Mother Jaguar, Otorongo, thank you for protecting this space and showing us so much and guiding us. And to the winds of the North, Hummingbird and Grandmothers and Grandfathers, your wisdom that is coming through in my words and my message. And to the winds of the East, Great Eagle, Woban, and Condor Apuchin, thank you for allowing us to be a bit higher, showing us that higher perspective. We need that so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Mother Earth, thank you for showing us our oneness with all. And Father Sky, Grandmother Moon, Star Nations, and Great Spirit Source, thank you for shining your light for all that are coming to assist us through this time. Gratitude. I want to end with trust. Be of hope. Be of good cheer, as one of the sweet channels I hear ends with. The more that we live what we desire our world to be, the more we will be creating it. Live in the joy as much as you can. Give copious amounts of gratitude for all the simple things that fill your life. Feel the joy. Feel the peace. Feel the love. That is how we create it. By being it first, it will manifest before us. This has been a long, challenging journey, but trust, the best is yet to come. Namaste.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.